Freo fans are up and about now. The question is, can you back it up?
Yeah, definitely that's the question. So obviously on the weekend we played a really exciting brand of footy for our fans, and as a club it was really important to play like that. But our focus quickly shifts to Gold Coast. We'll have a quick review today, and then obviously we've got Gold Coast this weekend, so you want to come back out and back it up. And great teams can play well one week, but then review it and back it up week after week. So that's what we want to become.
Look, freewheeling, how did it feel at ground level, and why do you think you were so far on top of North Melbourne?
Yeah, it felt really good on ground level, obviously, because everything really clicked. We went in with strong focuses into the game and a clear plan, and we really just executed our plan. So we wanted to focus on pressure, and we brought the pressure, and then once we turned the ball over, we got it and were able to move the ball really well. So, it all clicked, and we all played very well. So, yeah, we just aim to bring that next week against Gold Coast.
So is that the baseline? Is it, Darcy, we all see the high scores and the quick ball movement, but it all starts with the pressure and the effort, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the baseline and what we want to build our game around. So it starts with forward pressure, locking it in, but then when they're moving the ball out, we want to continue that pressure and force the ball to turn over, which I thought we did really well on the weekend. And when you do that, their defence will be disrupted and we'll be able to move the ball forward and create scoring opportunities, which we did very well.
Is that a brand you can travel with, or do you have to adjust your brand of footy for home and away matches, do you think?
We aim to travel with it. We aim to bring that brand of footy every single week, but obviously with different teams that you play, you go in with a bit of a different plan, structuring to how they play. And so we aim to bring that brand every week, though. That's how we want to base our footy around, and it's really exciting.
50 game milestone, it seems to have come up pretty quick for
you. Yeah, it came really quick. Small milestone on the way, but I'm still very excited to clock up 50 games. 3 years has gone really quick here and going into my fourth, so just aim to keep working on my game and play consistent footy. But it's really an opportunity to thank those around me along the way, from family and friends growing up to all my coaching staff and everyone here at Freo Dockers. So it's a small milestone, but pretty proud of it.
You look like in your two JLT games and also in round one, you look like you've taken a bit of a step this year. What have you noticed different about your own footy?
Yeah, definitely. Into a different role as well, so being more of an inside mid and a defensive midfielder as well, going to their good players. So it's gives me a really clear focus going in, week out, to just really have an impact around the ball and have a crack, and it seemed to work for me over the first few weeks, but can't breathe out now. Got to review my game and work on my weaknesses and bring it week in, week out.
Obviously, Nathan and David Mundy are people who get a lot of kudos for the way they play, but Sean Darcy's game on the weekend, what did you make of his ability to impact at the centre clearances in particular?
I thought he was spectacular. Goldstein's obviously a really, really good ruckman of the competition for North Melbourne, and I think Sean really competed well all day and got some clearances for us as well. So he goes first use out in the midfield, and we're able to play really good as a midfield group and bring midfield pressure as well. So got the ball going our way, which is good.
Another big challenge for him, obviously, Jared Witts has been in really good form for more than a season now and is one of their leaders.
Yeah, definitely. So Witts is a quality ruckman as well and joint captain of Gold Coast. So, another challenge for Sean, but it's a challenge for all of us. We want to go out there and all play our roles, and as Sean would as well. So hopefully he can back it up next week.
Some of the bigger winners of the weekend were able to get speed on the ball and get really quick ball movement, and you certainly did that. Has that been a focus, and as Ross mentioned, that this is going to be at a premium under the new rules with less congestion?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely helps with quick ball movement because defences aren't able to set up, and if we've got it held up and want to kick long down the line, defences can roll off and mark it. But if we turn the ball over with our pressure and then move the ball really quick, it gives our forward line a lot of space to work, and they'll all be open. So, it's a part of our game plan, but there's a lot of areas to our game plan that we aim to play like.
Darcy, how's Jesse Hogan going?
Yeah, going very well. So all the playing group's very supportive of Jesse, and as are the coaching staff and the club. So seems to be going very well.
Don't expect you to call it, but if he is available, could he come back into the side for Hayden Ballantyne, or can you not carry another big without losing one of them?
Yeah, probably not one for me to call. It's firstly in the hands of the medical staff whether he's available to play, and then obviously the coaching staff with selection. So, but we're all really behind Jesse and want to get him back out there as soon as possible.
In terms of the makeup of the side, you obviously don't want to change the mix too much, but a big for a small, how would that work?
Yeah, probably one for the coaching staff to decide. I can't really talk about that, but we know Jesse's a quality player, so whether he's in or out, we know he'll give us a really good strength if he is playing.
Darcy, at three-quarter time, I think you'd already broken your highest score at Optus Stadium. Did you look up at full-time and were you surprised by how easily and how much you scored against North on the weekend?
Maybe a bit of a surprise, but we don't really want to focus on end results or scores. We were just focusing on quarter by quarter and bringing that effort. And if you bring that effort quarter by quarter, the score is just a bonus. So, it was surprising to see a really high score, but we aim to do that every week. And if we want to win games of footy, we've got to score heavily. So it was a very good positive for us.